Listen, I know exactly what the answer is going to be. Yeah, and I know what the answer is going to be that any of you pick as well. You think I'm right? Well, we will see. Pastor Kevin has never done anything as daring as this. Don't worry, Lillian. Won't be too bad. Here, you stand on this side because I'm right-handed. Okay. I want you, first of all, I know what you're going to say. I know what the end is going to be. What I want to do is, I want to pick a random number. Just out of the blue, just a number. No pressure. I want 4 digits. A number, just give me a number. You can do it, a big number, like a huge number. How about, what's your address? 682. 682? Okay, we'll go with that, 682, okay. But that's not quite random enough. All right, but we'll say it's 682. Okay, 682, are you good at math?
Yes.
I thought you were. But add up these numbers for me, 6, 8, and 2, what do you get?
14.
I'm sorry, are you good at math? Okay, let's just do it one more time. Okay, so 8 and 2 is 10, and 6 is? A little help from the audience.
16.
Yes, that's excellent. That's good. You were close, but close will not work in this, because I know your number. I know the number. Okay, so we have 16. Now, how about 1 and 6? I bet you could probably.
7.
Oh, there you go. All right, so we have 7. Now, let's subtract 7 from 682. I don't know what 7 from 12 is what? Little help.
Five.
Thank you. All right, and then you do that. I'm old-fashioned here when I don't have my phone doing it. Is that right? 7.
Yes.
And then this.
Six.
Good. Good. All right. One more test. I want you to add these numbers up. All right, I know it's hard. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. By the way, you don't get any snacks today unless you get this right. Did I tell you that ahead? No. All right, 6 and 7 is?
13.
Thank you. 13. And 5 is?
18.
Thank you. You have a lot of help today. Isn't it great to have help? I'll remember to pray for them and be grateful to God for that. And now finally, lastly, what is 1 and 8?
9.
9. And Pastor Kevin, before all of this started, picked. Little applause, little applause. So how did I know that? I told you that I knew that. You know what made me think of this? That God, before the foundation of the world, chose you, Mariah. He knew your name. He knew how tall you would be. He knew how smart you would be. He knew about your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents. He knew that you would be here today because God, in his mercy, chose you from before all of it created ahead of time that you would do what he has asked you to do. And that's a little demonstration today about mathematics, because God created mathematics too. And so by doing this kind of addition, I was able to pick the number. Because no matter what number you pick, it's always going to end up as 9. Let's just do one more for fun. How about somebody give me a number?
2001.
So we have 2001. Mariah, add those numbers up. 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 1 is what? A little help. All right. Mariah, I think you're trying to add the total numbers. All I need are the digits, is 3. Now we take 3 and we subtract 3 from 2001. So what do we get here? 8, 9, 9, 1. 1998. And now we add these numbers up. 9 and 10, 9 and 1 is 10, and 9 is 19, and 8 is 27, and 2 plus 7 is what?
Yeah.
See, it's not really about Pastor Kevin at all. So whatever number you come up with, big or small, you apply this little formula, You know, the Proverbs has a verse that says, no, leave it up. The Proverbs has a verse that says that God creates and smart people figure out. You know, so really, our job in life is to appreciate that God has put all things in a plan. We don't know the plan. We're mostly clueless about the plan. But we can take great comfort in knowing that God, before the foundation of the world, has chosen us to be here and blessed us. Just as sure as this mathematics works this way, God loves us and will never leave us alone because we are chosen in Him. Let's pray. Dear God, well, I thank you that each person here today has been chosen and that you have placed us here for a reason. So we just celebrate that today. And we thank you for loving us where we are, that we can be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.